This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
It's a crowded restaurant.
Yeah.
So at this point, I'm screaming for her to come out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I get tapped on the shoulder and I turn around and Philip Roth says, "I am." And I'm like, what does he mean, you know? And then I go, oh, I realize. I said, no, Philip, I'm here, you know, with Bijou Phillips. I wasn't saying, be a Jew, Philip. Because, you know, because I would never tell someone what religion they should have or anything like that. I'm so open-minded.
That would be very,
it would be way out of line.
Offensive thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's, but and he was, and to his credit, he wasn't riled up. He just said, well, I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Right.
And I said, well, I'm a Buddhist, but I'm not going to go around and tell everyone, you know.
All
I
mean, I'm doing.
I'm a Native American, but I've just recently read about Buddhism and I've decided I kind of am that too. Because I hate suffering.
You can be both.
Well, and you can. And these days you can because there's so many, there's hybrid cars and there's everything is combined.
I'm so sorry that that happened to you, that people thought that you were doing something weird when really you were just screaming a woman's full name to get her to leave the bathroom.
Bijou Phillips! Get out here right now! And you better not be flossing in there.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
That's like a football
it's a
version.
Guy who's doing the announcement monster trucks.
We wanted to follow up on, we told you a few weeks ago about our pilot, formerly Untitled Engineer Cody Boy Project, formerly Whites and Golds, formerly Baby Grandpa, formerly a titled Bat Kid Dog Project, and now it is currently that. It is still...
It's Bat Kid and Dog, yes. And I think the last you'd heard, we were making some compromises artistically, which is always part of the game, and a lot of times it is for the best. So we weren't positive about the footage that we got. I mean, some of the footy was a little rough.
You never know, especially with the effects.
But the full edited version screened just yesterday for all the studio heads and all the biggest A-list stars. And people peed from laughing, and they made them do
being scared.
From being scared, and that was never our intention. We don't like to do that, but to see that emotional response almost made me understand partially why some people do
want to look at a ghost.
Although that's not for me, and I only ever see a ghost if I've been tricked. It is okay. For the people who like it, go ahead and like it, because anything, whether you're doing a pee because you're laughing or because you're so scared, it's just nice to do that.
The effects turned out amazing, the effect shots.
It looks fucking insane. I mean, absolutely incredible. And I at some points felt like I was inside the Bat Kid's car with him.
If you use, there's a trick where if you take a little Hot Wheels car and film it with a normal size camera, it looks like a big car.
Oh, yeah.
And you can throw it.
Throw it, bounce it off of a trampoline. I mean, you can make it do all kinds of tricks that you can't necessarily do with a big car. And you just move the camera in so close.
And it only gets a little bit of your hands.
And you just draw... You draw the driver's face on it, and it looks fucking amazing. And so, We couldn't be more thrilled, and I will admit now I had my doubts at certain points, but we crushed it. We've got a great piece of footy here on our hands.
And we have some... We have some good news. You can probably hear me smiling.
Yes.
We have some good news. You can go ahead.
It's the announcement that you expect when someone has a great pilot, and that is that the network likes it so much, they have decided, drum roll please, not to do it this season, but instead to roll this project into perhaps a future year or more likely a series of films.
We have 18 great minutes of footage that they said would work better cut into a bunch of movies rather than just being a pilot. So we don't have to reshoot anything. They can take these 18 minutes now and make a lot of really good movies out of them.
Yes, and what I was so excited about was even just looking at some of the still frames and being like, imagine this as a poster. And that is sort of the ultimate achievement because you are always trying to make art. So
thank you for taking this journey with us. But you guys get to now be a part of this as well, and that was sort of our goal from the beginning. We want to say thank you also to Tim Treese and Anastasia Vigo, who got us some very nice t-shirts for our Wolf Cool shingle that we ordered. Those turned out very nice. It's a lot of mentioning now for them on the show.
Yes.
And so now I think this is a good time for us to kind of part ways, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Just like, we'll keep doing our show, and like, you guys can do
your... They've almost graduated in a way.
Yes, too. And we're very... Yes.
It's bittersweet, but it's mostly sweet, and best of luck with everything and
because
anything.
It's just like, we got the birthday cards from Anastasia,
well, yes,
and she
did,
called
yes.
into the call-in show, mm-hmm, and yep. Now we got the t-shirts, and so
Tim
it's
Treese
like...
sang the Popcorn Gallery on stage.
Yes.
It feels like it's sort of...
It's like, what's the next thing? And that's when you start to get a little nervous, you mm-hmm. know, when it has to be stepped up every time.
Yes.
It feels like that's when you get into territory where it could be a little bit scary
mm-hmm.
with...
And I think America's
pieces.
Ready for the next mm-hmm. Tim Treese and Anastasia Vigo, mm-hmm. Because, yeah, it is... terrifying to imagine what they want now in exchange for so much of an investment. And I'm imagining some of the stuff now, and I'm not willing to do that.
We have a great guest today. Mary Holland is here. She has done comedy, and she has been on stage. And she's going to come talk to us, me and Sean, on the show, Hollywood Handbook. So, I do the putt, not too hard, not too soft. Pass the penguins into the polar bear's mouth. I turn to Marcia Gay Harden.
Mm-hmm.
Say, now where's that kissy you promised me?
Uh-huh.
She says, okay. She... gives me a kiss. Suddenly, there are three teeth, loose teeth, inside my mouth.
Oh, no, she didn't.
And I had seen her kind of like working on something I thought was a gumball.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's
as we were playing
around in there.
But only one of them was hers. Two of them were, we took them all out and like tried to organize whose was whose. Two of them were mine.
Okay.
And I have been losing them at a furious pace.
Well, yeah,
over
but
the last,
but they're
two
growing back in pretty
yes,
fast.
Yes, they grow
too.
Back in almost instantly.
So that is not as concerning to me as Marcia doing another one of her easy money routines, mm-hmm. where she wrenches around, loosens a tooth, gets in some bet she knows she's going to lose, mm-hmm. gives you the kissy, and then oh no, guess who gets the dental bill? Uh-huh. And it's you.
Because it's whoever has the tooth.
Whoever gets the tooth in their mouth, then all of a sudden you're paying the dental bill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Marcia Gay Harden, but I don't play that game, and you shouldn't either, Hayes, from now on.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, and it's our guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
And what up, what up?
We have a guest that we're very excited about today.
Mm.
Mary Holland is here.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming to be on the show with us.
Hey, thank you for having me.
The reason we're so excited is we tried to have you 2 weeks ago and tried to have you last week.
Last week, that's right.
And you
said,
you say yes, and you say no, you say yes again, you say no again.
Yeah.
Now.
And it built a lot of anticipation so that now I've never been so excited for a guest just because I thought it wasn't going to happen.
Right. Well, you know, that was all a part of it. That's part of, and we'll get into this more, but that's part of succeeding in Hollywood is the tease. Is the tease.
But part of the tease is eventually you do have to give it up.
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing here
and
today.
And that's what I'm doing here today.
Yes.
I'm giving it up. I'm putting out on the show.
Yes, but you got to make them hungry for it.
And yeah, absolutely.
If one wants to be remembered as tasting well, one must leave them hungry for more.
Exactly.
And so even when you put out, hold something back.
Mm-hmm.
But it was totally fine because we got to do a great listener call-in episode last week.
Oh!
Which was, I really think, just as good as a normal episode.
Almost better than having a guest is to have a bunch of people who couldn't be guests. I mean, that to me is the ultimate
calling in
show.
Often with nothing specific to say.
Mm-hmm.
Just excited to hear the sound of their own voice.
To hear themselves through their phone and then listen again later to themselves, not knowing what to do.
Right. Right.
So that was a good episode, and this one's going almost as well.
What was keeping you being so busy?
It was a number of things.
Do you want to open up your calendar?
Yeah. I'll open it up right now.
This will actually be really interesting for the Scoop Troop, who like to hear scoops about the news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what does a successful Hollywood starlet's calendar look like?
Starlet.
You know, they always want to know.
Absolutely.
Do you prefer star because it's not gender specific?
I do prefer star.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, then
let's
say star from now on,
and
I'll have you know we've had a lot of female guests, and I think that makes us very brave and front runners.
There was one of the dates that we were scheduled to record. I believe I was in South by Southwest.
Okay,
oh,
and that's
wow.
what it looks like when a star has a calendar, is you have directions in it.
Right.
I was in
the direction of South by Southwest.
We were there as well.
You may not have seen us because we were so busy in sort of some of the underground rooms.
Mm. Yeah.
There's a lot of.
We recorded from there 2 weeks ago, but we decided not to mention it.
No.
Oh.
I hate making people feel like they're somewhere else. It's, you know, this podcast to me should be comfort food. It's mashed potatoes. It's not some sort of chili that's too crazy.
So we do our South by Southwest special episode. Big audience, big crowd.
Yeah.
And we say, please be quiet.
No one make a peep.
We don't want people. We want people to think that we're here in the normal studio.
Sure.
We gave people decorative pillows to laugh into and to bite on as they got too excited.
Wow. You know, but that seems like, I would think if you're recording with a live audience, you would want to hear those last, but you guys don't.
No, too scary.
Mm-mm. Right.
No, right. It's too scary.
Because people think that there's a bunch of people in their car. Like if they're listening in their car, suddenly they think there's 100 people laughing in the car.
They pull over, they turn around, or they just crash in a telephone pole.
Yeah, because there's nothing more nightmarish than people laughing
extra
at
people
you
in, yes.
in a car.
In a car.
And laughing.
Well, many of our fans' cars can't fit that many people. And there already is maybe seven people riding in the car. So if they're hearing new laughs that they don't know, that means there's some real danger. Too much weight for the tires.
A lot of them ride on, well, I guess what is known as a gypsy bus. No, that's not the
it's not a politically correct
these
term.
Days,
yeah,
but
we don't say it, but I don't know what else to call it. Is there a new word for that? Have we figured it out?
It's just a guy with a big car who goes up and down the main road back and forth.
Is it a Romanian-American bus or something?
Yeah, no, that, yes. And you whistle at him.
And he'll pick you up?
And he'll pick you up for just a few rand. Just a couple rand, whatever you have on you.
I'm going through these toothpicks fast. One of them I dropped on the ground. This one's all splintered. Almost wounded my sensitive little tongue.
But it's not because the toothpicks are too spicy for you, right?
No, nothing's too spicy for me. I could listen to a podcast from South by Southwest. Mm-hmm. You know, I could have a spicy chili like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not straight mashed potatoes, although I do think they're good.
Mm-hmm. You do mashed potatoes with, do you like hot sauce? We're big hot sauce nerds.
Yeah,
have you had sriracha?
Excuse me? Have I had what?
Sriracha?
I don't think I have.
Oh, that's the best.
Is that the
best? That's the best hot sauce. And if you can eat it, it makes you tough and cool.
Oh, well, I'll have to go try it.
Ask for it at the restaurant.
What's the restaurant?
Where sriracha
is? Where they have the food?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You go to the restaurant and just say, whoa, one sriracha. They'll know what you mean. And then when you put it on, then people go, that's a pretty interesting thing to like.
Mm-hmm. Put it on other people's food.
I'll ask for sriracha.
Yeah, well, you're not quite saying it right, but it's okay. It's a foreign word. Sriracha. And so, you know, it's a great.
There's an almost silent D at the beginning.
Yes. It should sound hard.
Sriracha.
Yes. Yes. It should sound like it hurts to say.
Well, we did an exciting experiment this week.
Mm-hmm.
You can learn a lot about somebody by looking at their queue.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Netflix queue, of course.
Obviously.
And so this is a segment that we like to do on the show a lot called Q&A, the queue like Netflix queue.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the theme for that, Sam? What happened to it?
I didn't ever get one or make one or know about it.
Or do you want to just do it?
The Q&A theme song?
Yeah. Q&A, queue like Netflix queue.
Queue like Netflix queue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you know this one?
Mm-mm.
Do you don't know our theme for this segment?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, that shouldn't stop you, though. Should we all do it at the same time? Show.
Yeah, sure. We could all do it at the same
mm-hmm.
time. Okay. Q. Like a Netflix Q.
And A. So that's a theme song for this one. And we all traded Netflix cues. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I think is so interesting about Netflix is because we love science and math, they do these algorithms.
Mm-hmm.
And it lets you know what your tastes are. Maybe sometimes your Netflix knows you better than you know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I could learn more about Mary from her Netflix queue than I could from just saying, what do you like?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, for example, should we just start with some of your...
Because
we had to watch all the movies. We got the cues.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Watch
you
all the
watched
movies.
All of them, right?
You have a lot... You seem to like movies in the category... Well, it's funny. Category, actually. The movies about cats that have human wives.
Right. Yeah, and you would be surprised at how many movies there are about that.
I was surprised.
I was very surprised.
Yeah, both documentaries and sci-fi and mm-hmm. romance, and you know, really, it's actually a very classic love story. So,
what is it about a cat having a human wife?
And did you even realize that you had that sort of?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I was. No, I like
you're just picking movies at random.
On a Saturday night, when I'm sitting at home and I'm on my couch and I put up Netflix and I see a movie that I want to see, I just click it. I don't think, oh, I want to see another movie with that topic.
Mm-hmm.
I just click on a movie I want to see. Does that make sense?
I'm starting to come around to it. Walk me through
I'd
it.
Actually prefer a little more information.
Yes.
Okay,
about
that,
so if you could speak on
oh,
that,
if
please.
You could, yeah, actually speak on that.
So you're sitting on your couch, okay, and you've got Netflix open, okay, and you're like,
how? I don't have a TV.
Oh, then okay. So first thing you have to do is, even if you don't have a TV, do you have a computer?
Okay, well, I share one with my cousin Sam because I don't like to be alone.
Okay,
with
then you should call Sam.
It's that computer.
Yeah, Sam
it's
has
in the
it
room.
Right now. So.
Okay, then what you would do first is you would ask Sam politely if you could borrow that computer
for Did you say it's Saturday night?
Saturday night.
Studio's closed.
Mm.
Okay, so what you need to do is you need to talk to the building manager first, and you need to ask if you can get the keys to the building, and so that you
Lou's
Sam
never going to go for that. I'll tell you what, he's Lou, a real hard ass.
I can imagine what Lou would say.
But
I mean, if I bring him a big box of See's candy, but then it's like I got to stop at
Saturday
the
night,
before that closes.
I'm supposed to eat a fresher tomato.
Yeah, so Lou, yes.
Is that Lou? Was that
yes,
Lou?
Yes, on Saturday night he likes to eat.
Carve
out some time.
He's supposed to eat a fresh tomato.
Well, then you can go get a fresh tomato. It's so much easier to get than See's candies. Stop by the Gelson's, grab yourself a fresh tomato.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know, then you got to make an appointment with Lou,
mm-hmm.
And you got to give him the fresh tomato. He'll give you the keys to the building.
It's almost like a RPG game, trading items. Anyway, go on.
Oh,
it's nerd not, stuff. I don't know.
Are you not in that scene?
Have your reputation as having been one of the girls at the mall in high school.
Yeah, that was me.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But there were more than just one. Like, I was just one of many girls mm-hmm. at the mall. Yeah.
Which sort of clique were you in?
I was in the Hobby Lobby, like craft clique.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I did a lot of... like, I would cast spells and stuff.
Oh, okay. Like, the craft. When you say
yeah.
the craft,
yeah,
you don't mean,
I mean,
like, making crafts.
Right. No,
you mean, like,
the
film,
Feruza
the craft.
Balk,
Robin Tunney,
Robin
yeah.
Robin Tunney, yeah.
But it does.
Nev Campbell.
Yes, lest we forget. Yes.
Oh,
hey.
Best friend.
Yes, let's start now.
But it does, the crafts do require some actual craft.
Sure.
Pipe cleaners and googly eyes to make like a devil boyfriend.
Yeah. Actually, you don't need googly eyes to make a devil boyfriend. If you just get some mini pom poms, as long as they're like textured, then they can serve as eyes.
We'll agree to disagree on this one. you could use pom poms, but if you're at the Hobby Lobby already, get some googly eyes.
Anyway, we traded a fresh tomato for the key to the studio.
You did.
So
okay.
We're in.
Yes, so you did that. Okay. So you're in, but now Sam's not here. So you have to call Sam because you can't just take his property without him knowing about it.
It's okay. It's my computer. I mean, I just don't.
Oh.
I don't like to be alone with it because I've heard they can watch you through it.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely true. I've
yes.
had experience with that, actually.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody can watch you from it as long as your computer
do I want to
screen
hear this story?
Open.
Yeah. What was
I
experience?
Feel like we keep getting sidetracked, but. You've had experience.
I'm keeping track
through it.
I'm keeping track of the diversion tree.
Mm-hmm.
So we can go as far as we want.
Well, honestly, anytime I open it, so I have a computer and I have a computer. And anytime I open it up, I know that there is someone on the other end who's watching me. And how do I know that? And how do I know that? I get like, so do you guys know about GChat?
Okay. This is like thug slang. Like how G's chat, how a real G chats
yeah,
to another
it's,
G.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, G chat
yeah.
is if you need to talk to a real life G, that's
like
what
what's
you
a,
open.
And this is not racist what I'm doing, but this is the only way to give this example is that you would be like, "What's up, Holmes?" And I hate that, you know, that has any racial implications, but a white dude could say that too.
And it used to be Sherlock Holmes used to be our guy.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
now,
how it started.
Now
yeah.
it's theirs and good luck.
Now
but.
It mostly belongs to the G's. And
honestly, G for me stands for grown up and not mm-hmm. it has no
racial connotation
right.
at all.
It's grown-up chat is mm-hmm. what G-chat is.
And what's more grown-up than bagging and sagging and staying strapped,
mm-hmm.
you know? I mean, that's one of the most adult activities you can do, so I agree.
Staying strapped, living large
mm-hmm.
as a grown-up.
So you were talking to a G.
I was talking to a G on G-chat and
preparing,
all of a sudden,
for example, to go to jail. You're not...
Yeah.
You don't know how to go to jail. You
okay.
would need to get lessons.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe you've gotten in trouble for some sort of white-collar crime, and, mm-hmm. you know, we all play around sometimes with opportunities, business opportunities that aren't necessarily on the up and up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then when you get arrested, you've got to make friends with a G of some kind to prepare to go to jail. So what did he teach you?
Or she.
Or she, I'm sorry.
What did they teach me about going to jail? Well, first of all, you have to make room for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so a important. Classic mistake of people who go to jail. Too much thinking about what they can do for other people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have to take time for yourself when you're there because honestly, yeah, it's so much. There's a lot of demands on you to participate mm-hmm. and be supportive and like
everyone
listen to your cellmate mm-hmm. and get along with the guards and ask them about their lives and make them apple pie. Mm-hmm. And when do you do that for yourself?
Get your own slice.
That was a good piece of advice as far as prison goes is like, hey, take care of you,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And you were being watched through this conversation.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. And he told me he was watching me.
Oh, he was said, the one watching you.
He said, I am watching you right now, and I can tell you, you need to take time for yourself. And he mm-hmm. was right, because while I was talking to him, I had my day planner open, and he could see all the lunch dates I had made.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, talking to my mom on the phone, and I do have a cat, and my cat was, like, clawing at me, needing my attention.
Okay.
Mm.
This is, if we could circle back for a second.
Uh-huh.
This is a clue, actually, because it's a lot, it's like a happy ending in a lot of these movies that you like, where the female protagonist gets to marry the cat.
I don't understand.
Okay. Let me see if I'm starting to make a connection here. You have a cat yourself.
No.
Oh, I thought you just said that you did have
a
cat.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Just moments ago, yeah.
Okay. It's in a lot of these movies in your Netflix queue.
Yeah.
There's a woman who owns a cat who mm-hmm. has like a secret crush on it but doesn't know how to...
Mm-hmm.
No, don't say no. I've seen the movies. These are what the movies are about.
That's exactly what the movie is, but I also don't know where you're going with this, Hayes.
And if you just bear with me.
Okay.
This is a connection that I'm starting to make, and it's just the beginning of something.
I'm going
to
give you just enough rope to hang yourself, counselor.
You have your own cat...
Mm-hmm.
It seems like if you would spend a lot of time watching movies about mm-hmm. women who get to marry their cats,
mm-hmm.
that it might be something that you might want to marry your cat yourself.
Objection. Relevance.
You don't think that's sustained? You don't think that's relevant?
I honestly, like Hayes, I feel like. You know what? And this brings it back to Hollywood. This is classic example of a man putting his own agenda on a woman.
He's trying to define you,
yeah,
isn't he,
exactly.
sweetie?
He's trying to pigeonhole. Yeah. Yeah, Papa.
Yeah, you can't do that, bro.
That's good. And I love learning about this on the show. And I love to get a lesson
mm-hmm.
from every woman we have on here because I do think we have a lot to teach each other.
Absolutely.
And now do we trade lessons?
Yeah.
Step one is an open dialogue.
Mm-hmm. I would say as a man...
Step two,
just watch the box.
Hey, no, that's I'm good. Messing around.
Okay.
No, go ahead, Hayes. You were talking.
That's good to... defuse it a little bit just to bring
it doesn't have to be intense
because the tone is my only thing just speaking as a man I watch the tone a little bit and in conversations like this you know it can just be
right
just say it doesn't have to be in that kind of
you can accept that can't you
don't
darling?
Make me feel I don't need to feel stupid I'm not stupid I know I'm like a smart guy. So it's like a tone. Do you see what I'm saying?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I think I understand.
He is
it.
Smart. I've seen him name every Scorsese movie in order.
Oh my God, do it now.
Okay. The Bullies.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
The Gun Shooter. The Pasta. Shutter Island. And the Flying... $1 million owner.
Oh, right. The Flying Million. Oh, because I remember that one because it was about an owner of $1 million.
Yes.
Who
made a big
Right.
Some sort of flying contraption.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was back in the day when there wasn't any flying contraption. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a period piece. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're in Earwolf Studios. We decide that we can take Sam's laptop. This mm-hmm. isn't sort of the turn-by-turn RPG we're playing.
Yes.
I guess I assume I'm accompanying you on this and we'll watch it together.
Well, what did she say? It's Saturday night?
Saturday night.
We're hanging. Yes.
I have a two-person love sack. You're familiar with this product?
Absolutely.
It's not going to get through the door.
Okay.
You know those things.
Right. They're really big.
I could take the beans out. Put the beans through a few handfuls at a time, and then fill it back up.
Yeah,
they're going to get everywhere though. They get very staticky in there from because they're rubbing together in that enclosed space. Do we want to transfer them into smaller bags?
Sure, we could do that.
But you could kill two birds with one stone if you guys are like wanting to make a dinner in a movie. Mm. You could take some of the beans.
Go to the restaurant.
You can go to the restaurant. You can take some of the beans out and go to the restaurant and then offer to pay your bill with the beans.
Mm.
Okay, yeah.
Because I've done that before.
Get me any closer to watching.
Well, you're eating so that you'll have the energy to sit down in front of Netflix. Mm-hmm. And then you have to register for Netflix. I don't know if you already have or not.
That's all Sam's territory. I mean, that's.
Yeah. So you'll have to create your own account. Do you have a credit card?
Okay. Well, that gets into sort of a complicated area.
Do you have a billing address?
Well,
see, that is actually
that's the thing that makes that the credit card question complicated.
The sticky wicket.
Yes. My
if you write,
dad don't want that kind of mail.
If you write basement on an envelope.
Yes, I live in a beautiful basement condominium beneath my father's home. And it's very nice, but he don't want that kind of mail. And it's hard to get them to put it in my basement window or in the hatch in the back, which I can get in and out of, but I wish it wasn't so noisy. Because if it wakes him up, then where you go? And it's a hole.
Are you close with your father?
Geographically.
I mean, one floor apart. Yeah, I mean, it's so close.
But like emotionally?
It goes up and down, you know. It changes a lot.
Yeah.
I would say that it goes from a hard no to a, like, I could see that being something someday.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because I feel very close to my cat.
Mm. Okay, yeah, I see that.
Very close.
How close?
I hesitate to bring this up. Because I feel like maybe I should have learned my lesson here.
What?
But just as you bring up your cat.
Oh, no.
You look. Well, I haven't even said anything yet.
I've got to agree with Mary.
She
here.
Just
I
made
would
a very.
Say no.
She made a very horny noise.
Oh, haze.
I don't know how else to say it. Everyone.
Classic man agenda.
Oh, haze. Sugar, are you okay?
It is.
You can't talk to her that way, my man. I mean, it's like this is an adult woman, self-possessed star here in the studio.
Thank you.
And you are hammering her with your misogynistic agenda.
It's true that a lot of noises that I hear women make, I do sometimes think are horny noises. And sometimes they are, sometimes they're not.
Mm.
How do I know? Like, how am I supposed to tell the difference?
Sometimes it's someone who's hurt, isn't it, Hayes?
Yeah, when I get hurt, it sounds a lot like when I'm horny.
Of course. Yeah, because they're both intense experiences.
Oh, my knee. Oh, my knee. Like, and that was like when you skin your knee.
Mm, yeah.
Which hurts.
We'll edit that
honestly.
Out.
Honestly.
Why did you go to jail that one time? When you were going to jail, what'd you do?
I stole like crackers from there was a lady, and like by crackers I guess I mean her money, but I stole her money. There's a lady who lived across
crackers
the street
like
from me.
Those white crackers on the bills.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of old
that's
crackers.
A cool, yeah, that's a cool bunch G of, terminology.
Yeah, grown-up terminology, yeah. So she like lived across the street from me, and she like didn't go outside very much. And my mom was like, "Stay away from Mrs. Jenkins, you know, stay away from her because she's real grumpy or whatever." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Oh, she's probably got a lot of money." So I one night I like kicked through the door, and I had a knife with me, and I was like, mm-hmm. "You listen, you bitch. Give me all your crackers."
Understandable.
And she she had a whole bunch of exotic birds in there. Like, mm-hmm. she was, like, taking care. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She was taking care of a lot of exotic birds.
Oh, I'm way ahead of you. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
And so I was like, "You give me all your crackers." And she said, "Polly? Does Polly want a cracker?"
Oh,
and
she all thinks the you're
birds.
A bird.
She thought I was a bird, yeah. And all the other birds thought I was too, and so they all started singing at me. And they got out of their cages and they alighted on my bidet.
Trying to be friends,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they and so like I did finally get the money, but when I got out of the house, I got carried away a little bit because they all dug their claws into my shirt and flew
just a little
mm-hmm. bit, and I was like, "Gah!" and I wiggled my arms, and they mm-hmm. flew off.
And that's a distress noise, Hayes, just so you know.
Okay, because I really got the wrong message from that noise.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to know.
Believe me, that was distress, for sure.
It's like a prairie dog popping out of the ground. Hayes just hears that, and he goes rigid.
Hayes, now, this is what I sound like when I'm horny. Oh, no. Oh, no. No. No, 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 no. So that's how you'll be able to tell the difference.
That's a good scoop troop.
Get out your pens.
Good lesson. So that was Q&A.
Oh, yes.
Q, like Netflix Q.
Yes, and I feel like we did a lot of discussion mm-hmm. of Netflix and of the Qs and all of that. Mm-hmm. And I think that people probably learned a lot. And of course, Hayes, you had almost the opposite category from Mary's. The movies you liked was when a little dog's pretending to be a big dog and the big dog is somehow fine with it.
Yeah, so the big dog doesn't know how big he is.
Yes. Yes, and if you've ever seen
He's willing
that
to let the little dog be the boss.
Mm.
You ever see a movie like that?
Yeah.
I guess you saw the ones on my list.
Yeah, I saw the ones on your list.
What was your favorite?
My favorite was Dog Day Afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, but I think my favorite was the sequel to that, which was, "Isn't it hot? Get a dog," you know, and mm-hmm. that's when that big storyline came up with the big dogs and the doesn't know how big he is
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. until he sees himself in the puddle,
right?
And then that and little then dog is in love big
with
trouble,
himself. And then it's like, and then he falls in love with himself,
mm-hmm.
yes,
and he loves how he looks,
mm-hmm. it's sad,
and he becomes very egotistical and he just changes
into Arfsisis,
to the flower.
Arfsisis was the third. Installation of that series.
Yeah. I liked Smilla's Sense of Snow.
Do you know that was supposed to be Snow's Sense of Smell?
Yes.
And then when it came out, they were like, they pretended it was on purpose.
Mm.
What was the name of that one again?
Smilla's Sense of Snow, but it was supposed to be Snow's Sense of Smell.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
It's like The Edge of Tomorrow. I started watching it, but then my cat started licking me. And I got distracted.
Right. Yeah. Was hungry.
Sam, do you have any of our theme songs today or what?
Yeah. You have anything for us?
I found that popcorn gallery.
Okay. Well, I guess we have to do that.
Lay it on us.
John, explain what this is.
Okay, Popcorn Gallery's segment that we do on
Wait
show.
Wait a second. I thought I said Hamlet. Lay it on. I thought someone was supposed to be laying it on.
Does it mean play?
Yes, that means play. Oh, this is an unusual theme.
Oh, yeah, this is a different
is that
one.
It?
And fuck it, man.
No, this will be, well, let's hear it, I guess.
Yeah.
I found it online, is that it?
Have we played this one before?
I don't know.
This is just the beginning?
I never have heard this.
I saw an Andy Neeson.
Maybe I have.
Mmm, fluffy one.
Andy Neese made that?
Oh, I have heard that, mm-hmm. Yes.
Such a thing as being a little too eager.
So you didn't really get any information from that song, which we usually let the song take care of the explanation, but I'll just tell you really quickly and make it very simple. Popcorn Gallery is a segment on Hollywood Handbook that we do where we let the viewers ask the questions, and the viewers are asking the questions about movies. Yeah, the movies is the reason, and we're not doing the Peanut Gallery because it's the Popcorn Gallery. And so it's a chance to connect with our fans about you, and also it's a chance to Hayes, I'm lost right now.
I wasn't paying attention to the beginning.
Hayes, I don't mean, neither was I.
Guys?
You gotta marry.
Are you guys okay?
I need a minute with Hayes.
Oh my God, tears are pouring down your cheeks.
Hayes, what do I do? Because I don't really know what the segment is, and I don't think I ever did.
Okay.
And a different song, and it's
Sam,
cheesier.
Sam, will you pretend to be Sean for a second? And I'll be me, and you be Sean. Doing the explanation.
Mm-hmm. Now?
No.
Okay.
Okay, Mary, we're going to do a new segment.
Uh-huh.
It's Popcorn Gallery. Yeah. Sean, take it away.
Okay, the Popcorn Gallery, I'm having a hard time explaining it.
No, don't do an impression of real Sean. Do him like being like doing a good job explaining the Popcorn Gallery.
Oh, okay. The Popcorn Gallery is... Mm-hmm. Where we take questions from people that listen to the show and then answer them on. Do I start
No,
over?
Don't get scared of a cough like Sean. Start over? Just keep going all the way through.
What does
happen? Okay, because I'm scared now. Did you hear that?
Just go, just say you are doing good. Questions?
Okay. Oh, yeah, we take questions from people who listen to the show and then answer them.
Uh-huh.
Good job, good job, Sean. And
what?
Sam, what do you think of that?
Duh.
Okay, Sam, you're still stupid, and we'll do the segment. Let's take a piece of popcorn out of the bag. That becomes a question.
Oh, and I eat it?
Mm-hmm. We have to take it out first, and then and then we'll feed it.
If I want a sweeter version of the question, can I ask for it kettle cooked?
Yeah, I guess. Well, do we have a kettle corn sound drop?
Yeah, I'll just dial up the Mark's kettle corn sound drop, and my high school friend Mark records these sound drops.
Too sweet!
Great, so I can ask for that anytime.
Yes,
I feel the question is too hard.
Anytime you want.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Okay, here's a question from Gregory. Miss Holland, do you get real sweaty doing improv comedy? It feels like I'm sweaty all the time, and I don't even do improv comedy.
The short answer is yes, and the long answer is yeah, a lot.
Do you want to speak on that?
Kettle cook.
Okay.
Oh my, it's like sugar on it or something.
Here's a question from Ran Ran. Mary, what do you think about movies?
Here's the thing. I have kind of a tough relationship with them. I love them, I have a hate in my heart for anything that is not real life.
Yes.
You know?
Because it's lying.
Right.
Yes, it's lying. It's pretend.
And I hate liars.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm very religious, and I hate liars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's the number one rule on that rock.
It's like, thou shalt not lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On that rock that he found.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess like, but the other thing is that here I am trying to pursue a career in
doing
movies,
lies, yeah.
doing
But change
lies.
It from the inside.
I guess that's really what I'm going for is like, I will infiltrate and destroy this fucking town.
So you could get the big, you could be cast
Spider-Man's girlfriend.
Okay. Or Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. Or Spider-Man.
Or Spider-Man.
I think I'd be,
these seem to be the times
Thank
we live
you.
In.
That would really be amazing.
I'd be more likely to be cast as Spider-Man anyway because of all the face stuff I have.
That would require a full body costume?
Yeah, because I got a web on my face.
Yes. Yes, and I hadn't seen that necessarily in photos, but once you got in the studio,
well,
and
makeup.
I did want to ask, is that a web all over your face?
Mm-hmm. And
I'm so happy to hear you say it, because this whole time I was really struggling to figure it out or to look at anything else.
I got a tattoo when I was 12 of a spider web on my face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then whenever I work, I cover it with makeup, obviously. But
I imagine in jail that made you some friends.
Actually, it kind of did the opposite. People stayed away from me a bit, or they would like ask me favors and things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say, take time for yourself. You
right.
know, stolen crackers aren't going to get you the bottom of a well.
People in jail would stay away from you because they thought maybe you were the one who captured them and Webb put them in jail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So anyway, a love-hate relationship. I guess love.
Let's get a new, what kind of popcorn do you want to eat?
Buttery.
Okay, now this is more like it. Because here's the thing with the corn from before. It's not caramel corn, you know, like that kind of candy, but it's like, it's crazy sweet. I don't know if it's sugar or what. This is normal to me.
Okay, so that's, all right. So it seems like Mark likes the buttery popcorn better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, going through these popcorns.
A
lot of questions about Hollandaise sauce, a couple questions about the country Holland.
Oh, yeah. If you love Holland so much, why don't you marry it? Guess you did, because that's you who you are. That's...
If I would marry anything, it'd be my cat.
Questions about... Okay. Well, I'll stay away from that. Questions
stay
about...
Stay away from what? What do you mean?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Not... It just seemed like she just said... The thing I was saying all along was that... See, like, she wanted to marry her cat, and she just said that she would marry her cat.
Oh, okay. Easy, easy,
Here
easy.
We go.
No, take it. Hold on. Hang on.
Mister.
I'll handle this cookie. Now. Now, Hayes.
Take care of it, baby.
Now, Hayes.
Please, baby.
You gotta realize something. And now we're friends.
Yeah.
And we work together. I don't like to come down on you this hard.
No, I know.
But I can't watch you.
I'm trying.
Trash.
I'm trying to do better.
A human woman.
I know.
Strictly because she's a different gender than you.
I know.
You think she wants to marry a cat with basically no other evidence?
I don't know the rules now. I'm trying. I am trying to learn, but it feels like I'm just on eggshells all the time with these new rules.
They keep moving the target.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Every time I get situated, Bill Maher has more new rules.
Yes.
Every time I get out, they pull me back in.
Yes. From,
in
the heat
the
of
spaghetti.
The
spaghetti.
From the spaghetti boss.
Oh,
yes.
The pasta.
Spaghetti, yes.
Oh,
the spaghetti right. boss.
Yes.
The spaghetti boss in the movie, the pasta.
Do we get a question? I thought we did.
Oh
no,
yeah,
we were choosing between all these good ones about
butter one,
Holland
yeah.
stuff.
Hmm.
Questions about wild horses. No, we don't have all wild horses. It's just Mary.
I can speak for the group.
No, that's
they've specifically
that's
asked
okay.
us not to have you do that.
I mean, I can do it. I know them.
I know
I
that you feel
them.
That way. Yeah.
I,
no,
speak for the group.
I think we can just do. Here's a good one. This one's from Velvet Revolver and Nico.
Ooh.
Mary, you're a comedian, right? How many jokes do you do in a day?
That's a really
let's go through.
Question.
We could just go through today.
Okay. How many? Oh God, how many jokes did I do today? Well,
it's 2:45. So up to this point.
Oh, up to this point.
I didn't mean to throw you by saying what time
yeah,
it was.
I hate hearing about the time because then I just think about how my life is.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Like, I'm slowly being dragged out in front of me.
It's okay, pizza box.
I have made at least 50 jokes today.
Mm-hmm.
But now I want to clarify, these aren't like set up punchline jokes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's old. That's the old model.
That's the old model. These are truths that are not true, that are heightened in some way.
Right.
You know, and that's what I would consider a joke. So I've made at least 50, but on a given day, I would say that we're looking at thousands, baby.
Yeah.
Slow day for you.
Yeah.
Today's a
bad day. And you had to stop down so much to try to explain how we would get into the studio and
well,
all that
stuff.
And
that really none of that was a joke.
Took
all
away from the sort
true.
Of joke stuff you were planning on doing.
Well, exactly. I'd love to promote all my comedy.
Oh, well, please take a moment to promote the tours. Yeah, you have multiple tours?
Yeah, multiple tours coming up. I'm going to be at the Chuckle Shack down in Lamprey, Minnesota on Tuesday. I will be at the Come On In and Laugh establishment on March 9th.
Yes.
And of
course,
a lot
of advance notice.
I'm going to round out my tour at the Volvo dealership in Riverside on later today.
So it's Minnesota, a state yet to be named. It's Minnesota on Tuesday. It's a state yet to be named in 11 months.
At the Come On In and Laugh.
And then, yes.
Establishment.
And then
the Volvo dealership.
And then the Volvo dealership in Riverside.
Yeah, I have a friend who works there.
Okay, let's get one more. Do you choose a new type of popcorn?
I choose caramel coated.
Well, you know how I'm going to feel about this. I mean, I mentioned caramel-coated popcorn in the last one. At least I know what I'm getting. But, I mean, I know that I expect the sweetness, but still, it's not popcorn to me. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
Mm. Wow, those sound drops, huh?
He's just not into sweets, it sounds like.
I don't know if that's what it is.
The bottom line.
Yeah.
Here's a question from Anastasia Vigo. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
What kind of music was playing in your house as a kid?
That was really sweet. To say hi back. So many of our guests ignore that part of the question. And what a
or they
nice
say, go away.
Regardless of the music that was playing in your house as a kid, I think you were raised right, and that shows that. Now, what kind of music was playing in your house?
Honestly, this is the kind of, and this is a truth. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of this is true, but this is extra true.
You hate lies.
I hate lies. It was like I listened to the CD over and over and over again, and it was called Sounds of Eagle Mountain. And it was really beautiful.
You don't have to say that just because I'm here. I mean, it's very flattering.
Nice.
It's very sweet of you, you know, because obviously I worked very hard for quite a long time up there on Eagle Mountain with my tape recorder.
No, truly, that CD really changed my life.
What were some of your favorite things
on
it?
What was the best sounds that I captured?
I mean, one of them was, there was one called Fertility Dance.
Mm-hmm, yes, that's a wood thrush.
And there was one called Naked.
Mm-hmm, that was a grouse.
And then there was one called Choices.
That was me.
That was you?
Yeah.
God, you sounded just like a red-breasted robin.
Yes.
Which is not native.
No,
to
no.
Eagle Mountain.
No, there's none of them on Eagle Mountain.
Now,
nor
how
were
did
eagles.
You do that?
Yeah.
I thought
eagles
it was just
doing
the shape
a bad
of
job
the
eating all these
like
birds.
An eagle head.
Oh.
You couldn't see it because you were on top.
I'm in the middle of it, yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was the kind of music I listened to. Mm. And, Prodigy.
Let's do one more. What's the popcorn now?
The popcorn is
almost out of kinds.
White cheddar.
Smart food.
Well, this bag ain't lying. I'm feeling pretty intelligent because I got this snack at a great price and it's tasty as all get out. See you next week. Wow, Mark is in a good mood.
He's doing really well.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've discovered the secret weapon for him is cheese.
Yeah, I guess so. He likes that.
Here's a question from Marshall Mello. Mary, Mary, quite contrary. How does your improv grow? With it's not done. With Aaron and Lauren and Stephanie Allen, when we get a TV show?
Oh, no. Well, that's so kind of Marshall Mello. Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Mr. Mello.
Oh, Ms. boy.
Mello. No, it's a madam, and she makes science stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Miss Mello.
Girls can be science as
girls
well.
Girls can do science, and yes, they can be.
As you know.
And they can be named that.
Of course I know that. I love that little rhyme, first of all. And second of all, I don't know, you know, but I know that I'm going to go ahead and speak for all of Wild Horses right now, and I'm going to say exactly what our goals are as a group of people. make a bunch of statements about...
Say what you want to say. You guys know that song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Oh, but go ahead. What were you going to do?
Obviously, we'd all love it if we could be on television together. I don't know if that's going to happen. We have, here's the thing.
Why as not?
Part
just go
of
do
our,
it.
I guess you're right. I guess we just have to go do it. Excuse me. I have to make a call.
Very generous of you to call Marshall Mello's question a rhyme.
A little rhyme.
Yes.
Just a little rhyme.
Mary, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. I was really excited to be here.
Well, it's been great having
not
you.
Not borne out by your behavior, but I mean, you hate lies, so it must be true. It was a lot of fun. Rate us on iTunes.
This is you we're talking to, Mary.
Least you can do.
I'll rate you. Okay.
Talk to us on the forums. Mm-hmm.
Like our Facebook page.
We don't have anyone who's ever been a guest on the show join the forums and become like a frequent poster.
Okay.
So that would be very nice.
Very cool
so
role for
that?
You. Yeah.
Yes. That's a very nice opportunity for you. And someone's got to get the pro version.
Oh, right. Yes. That's right. Okay.
I guess it could be Deb Scoots.
Yeah, it could be. Man, some people are real mad they haven't gotten the pro version yet, huh?
Yeah. Who's mad? Joe McGurl?
Oh, yeah.
He's got to buy the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Got to pony up.
Got to send the Joseph. Joseph.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what does Dev Scoots get?
Well,
you
I guess he gets
that whole toothpick.
I guess he gets... I love the sweet taste. Now, I guess he gets a movie recommendation and just anything from your queue, Mary. And,
yeah.
And just
a personalized movie recommendation using your own algorithm for Dev Scoots.
Ooh. Ooh. That sounds great.
Yeah. So you say the movie now and say Dev Scoots' name too?
I say them. Okay.
Yeah, it's not from Dev Scoots. A recommendation.
It's for.
He wins.
Oh, it's for.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you thought you got a prize.
That's what I thought.
That's reasonable.
That's why I was eager to participate.
No, this guy bought the pro version of our podcast.
I see.
Prize that he gets.
Okay, so I recommend a movie to him, and I say Dev Scoots after.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or anywhere in it.
Okay, I recommend to you. A film called Tiny Dev Scoots.
Tiny Dev Scoots.
What's that about?
That's the name?
It's about people who live in small homes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to recommend The Catstronaut's Wife.
Oh, no, I don't. No.
Bye.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.